I want to take a few moments to reflect around the Word of God has been read for us this morning. We get this wonderful encouragement to persevere, to have endurance, to run well the race that has been set before us. Julie has done some running. She ran for a number of years. She has been involved in half marathons. I myself do not know that. I want to use the word joy, is that the right word, of running, as I would rather walk. But we are called in a spiritual sense and way to run well what it is that is before us. And one of the encouragements that we find is that we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses. Appreciated so much the service last week and for those who took part therein, and remembering even today those who have gone on well before us. These are people of faith, people who drew near to God in the here and now of this world, people who heard the call of God and responded. I think of in this, let me just turn there for a moment, in this fascinating chapter we find within Hebrews and the faith that is outlined here. We find so many. In verses 4 and 7 we have Abel and Enoch and Noah that are mentioned. And by faith, Noah, being warned of God about events as yet unseen, respected or heard the warning and built an ark. And by this he condemned the world and became an heir to the righteous, that is in accordance with faith. In the midst of his day, hearing the call of God and responding and abiding, when those and many others came against, and discouraged him. So people draw near to God and the will of God in the midst of their day. What is it that God might be calling you to today? These are people who desire the promises of God over the pleasures of this world. And in Hebrews 11, 8 to 31, we get a list of such people. A people who desire, who trust, who believe in the promises of God beyond the pleasures of this world. We find again so many here who find themselves living sold out fully and completely to the will and the plan of God. Those who turn their back on comfort and pleasure in this life in order to grab onto, to hold fast, to hold tight on the promises of God. These are people who found worth in the ways of God beyond the worth of this world. And we read of those who received and experienced many miracles in life, and those also who experienced much pain and suffering and difficulty in life in light of their faith. And they're labeled or referred to or called people of whom the world was not worthy. But they had worth. Their worth was in God. These are the ones who finished well, listed in chapter 11, who lived their lives sold out to God, witnesses to the fact that the life of faith can be lived. Did you know that you can live such a life? It's exciting. I'm still working on the excitement element here a couple of years in. These are people. Human beings like you and I. And sometimes I get in the mindset, the default mindset, that, yeah, well, that was Moses, that was Noah, that was Abraham, that was Elijah, that was Ruth, that was all of these people of faith. I can't do that. We can. By grace, through faith, finish well. They are also witnesses of the faithfulness of God. As God was faithful to each of them, as God led them through the difficulties, as God led them through the wildernesses and into the promised land as God led them through doing without into abundance. He will do the same for us. If we will draw near to God in the here and now of our day, if we will pursue the promises of God over the pleasures of this world, if we will find our worth in the will of God and not in this world. This is a life of faith. And Jesus stands at the finish line. Let those who have lived well in the fact that Christ has ascended and is seated at the right hand of God, Christ himself in his humanity has finished well and is interceding on our behalf. Hear the call to run well the race that is set before you. Should we give up? Should we leave the track? Shall we quit and walk away because things are tough? The answer is no. Absolutely not. And again, I have not had the experience of running a physical running race as my wife has. But in speaking with her, I know the difficulties entailed therein. And you hit this point where you just don't think you can do it. You just don't think you can make it. You just don't think you will succeed. Run, people of God. Run. Knowing that Christ has completed the race, knowing that others have completed it before you, knowing that the grace of God goes with you. Run. Don't give up. Don't quit. Don't look back. Laying aside every weight, I appreciate the visual that we had. Lay aside every weight. Lay aside everything that has any potential to slow you down. The writer has in mind here any encumbrance that will slow you down, anything that will hinder you on the way, anything that will hinder your commitment to Christ. Free yourselves of any association, whether directly sinful or openly, blatantly sinful or not, any association, anything that might slow you down in running well the race that is set before you, however innocent some of these things may seem to be. Busyness can be an encumbrance in running well the race that is set before us. Consumerism can be a hindrance in running well the race that is set before us. Anything that will hamper us living for Christ. And again, some of these things are not wrong in and of themselves, but they hinder my spiritual effectiveness. They weaken my faith. They dampen my zeal. They reduce my power in the grace of God. These things must be laid aside. Everything that hinders must be thrown away. It's interesting as the runners ran races in this time, in this context in which this word is being encouraged, they would literally strip themselves of anything that would hinder them in the race, quite literally any article of clothing that they were wearing. They would strip themselves quite literally and physically that there would be no encumbrance, nothing to slow them down, nothing to trip them up. Strip for the race that is set before you, letting go of every encumbrance, including the sin that so easily entangles. A life whose commitment is not first and foremost to God is a life that reflects devotion to something other than God. And if our devotion is laid elsewhere, we will not run well the race that is set before us. Get rid of all sin in your life. Doesn't that sound like an ideal? I won't recap, but we actually get into that conversation a little bit in Learning for Life this morning. Getting rid of the sin that trips us up. Getting rid of the behaviors and actions and thoughts and deeds which are not of God. To think on the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. To let go of that which is wrong. And the more we are attached to such things, the more urgent it is that we get it out of our lives and be serious about the race that is before us. There was a day when I used to be in really good shape. Believe it or not. There was a day when I could probably outrun Julie. Believe it or not. And during those days when I was in really good shape 20 plus years ago, I cut out anything that would affect my health negatively. I quite literally, for a number of months or years in high school and into early college, didn't eat an ounce of sugar. And if I did, I knew I did it. I didn't consume anything that would affect my physical health. Yes, there was a day in life when I used to have the six-pack abs. No word of a lie. My body fat content was at an all-time low, and I was in great shape. But it came with great sacrifice. It came with a lot of training. It came with strict dietary watchfulness. The call is to put the same effort. I've obviously let that effort go physically, in case that wasn't obvious. We're called to the same level of effort and commitment and endurance when it comes to our faith. Dallas Willard had noted that this idea of grace and our faith connected to grace is not opposed to effort. It's opposed to earning. We don't earn grace of God. But the grace of God calls us to effort. It calls us to perseverance. It calls us to run well the race that is set before us. So run, looking to Jesus. Supreme encouragement comes from the contemplation of Christ, our eyes fixed on Jesus. The use of the personal name Jesus shows that the focus perhaps should be upon his experience as a human being. Yeah, well, Jesus was God who was fully human, a human in whom the fullness of God dwelt bodily. And in that body, he endured pain. He endured humiliation. He endured the shame of the cross. Jesus is the ultimate example of the life of faith honored by God. Jesus is a witness as well to the faithfulness of God, whom Jesus stayed connected with throughout his life. Jesus finished the race and is now seated at the right hand of God. Those who keep their eyes on Jesus will be prepared to model their conduct on the pattern of his earthly endurance. Christ has blazed a trail before us and completed the course. It's a great song. I never thought of this, Melissa, till recently, or else I maybe would have talked to you about it. O soul, are you wearied and troubled? No light in the darkness you see. There's light for a look to the Savior and life more abundant and free. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Through death into life everlasting he passed, and we follow him there. O'er us sin no more hath dominion, for more than conquerors we are. His word shall not fail you, he promised. Believe him, and all will be well. Then go to a world that is dying, and perfect salvation, his perfect salvation to tell. Be one of whom this world is not worthy. Put your faith in the promises of God above the fleeting pleasures of this world. Live for God in the here, in the now. It is our Lord Jesus Christ who has entered into this life of faith, who has entered us into this life of faith, entered us into the race. And it is Jesus who welcomes us at the finish line. And it is the grace of Jesus that accompanies us through every stride of the race. Look to Him. Consider Him. Train your minds, putting out of your minds the things that are not of Christ. Trust that He Himself is cheering you on. Juliet asked me to join her in this race, this half marathon that she was doing. And I was worried for a moment that she meant literally join her, but she didn't. She meant just come and watch. Come and cheer me on. I didn't know really what difference that would make, but it was encouraging to be on the sidelines, to travel to different spots where I knew she would be running and see her still running, to see her still accomplishing the goals she had set out before her, and to place myself at the finish of that race. I had a vehicle and was getting there quite easily, but to watch her and to be a support and an encouragement in whatever capacity I could while not running physically myself. However poor, there's an image of Christ who has run well the race. He has completed this course as the witness of others. And He is faithful. And He promises to guide and lead you through. His grace is here for us. Let us not fail to obtain it, but to run well this race that He, by His grace, has called us into, and He intercedes on our behalf that we might finish well and others cheer us on as well. Let us run well this race that is set before us. Not forgetting that we have been addressed as children of God. When hardship is our lot, take it as a training and discipline from the Lord. When life is tough, don't give up. When the discipline of the Lord is upon you and we do not understand why, take it as training. Take it as a shaping and molding you to run even better the race that is set before you. Pilgrimage. Endurance, race calls for a disciplined life, and discipline is training. And there can be disciplinary sufferings along the way of faith, suffering inflicted by those who are hostile to God, and therefore hostile to the people of God. These sufferings become disciplinary when God makes them a means for leading His people to spiritual maturity. Don't quit. Don't give up. Keep your faith in God, that we may share in His holiness. This is a holiness of life, a holiness without which, Scripture tells us, no one shall see the Lord. Let us run, not walk. Run. Run, as people of whom this world is not worthy, to run, living for God in the here and the now of this world, to run, trusting in the promises of God, to run, as people who have been endued with such magnificent grace. Let us run. Lord, lead us to this end. Help us to run with perseverance this race that has been set before us. Let us run when life gets difficult. Let us run alongside others when their lives are difficult. Let us run in the wind of Your grace and the wonder of Your gift of redemption. recognizing that we have not entered this race by any merit of our own, but by the wonder and mercy of God, our Father, Jesus, our Lord and Savior, the gift and equipping of the Let us run to your praise and your glory, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.